The free trade zones in Tianjin, Guangdong, and Fujian each began operating less than a month ago. The forum is being held to discuss development and learn from the experience of Shanghai, where the pilot zone has been in operation since late 2013. At the forum, Xu Liangping, director of the Institute of Economics at the Shanghai Academy of Social Sciences, notes the establishment of a negative list limiting access to the zone for certain businesses and sectors has led to lax supervision of enterprises not included on the list.
The government should not only cut the approval procedures, but also strengthen the supervision of enterprises. Shanghai has now come to a consensus where the vetting process goes, the supervision should follow.
The positioning and advantage of the Fuzhou Free Trade Area in Fujian is also being discussed at the forum. As the starting point of Maritime Silk Road, Fuzhou mainly focuses on financial cooperation with Taiwan and maritime trade with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Fuzhou's mayor, Yang Yiming, says Fuzhou has adopted financial innovation to promote trade with Taiwan.
Specifically speaking, these innovations are cross-strait use of the RMB, internationalization of the RMB, and the issue of Taiwan bonds. Currently, the four largest banks in Taiwan have settled in Fuzhou and started operations. These banks have capital of 300 billion RMB, and if circulated, can greatly promote the development of the Fuzhou Free Trade Zone.
Yang adds that the Fuzhou FTZ is also adapting strategic areas such as logistics, customs, and cross-border trade. He says the next step for the Fuzhou FTZ will be to develop cross-border electronic commerce.
Fuzhou will research policies and operations modes for cross-border electronic commerce, including tax policies. Last week, Alibaba OneTouch came to Fuzhou to discuss the operation of cross-border e-commerce from the Fuzhou FTZ. The main import and export platform has already settled in the city.
As the starting point of the Maritime Silk Road, Fuzhou also has close trade connections with ASEAN countries. Zhou Jian, chairman assistant of the China-ASEAN Maritime Product Exchange Institute, says it has been provided with a series of favorable policies.
Customs has simplified its clearance procedures for our exchange institution. Normally, customers see the first pass and then the nation's quality supervision, inspection and quarantine is the second pass. Now the two passes have combined into one pass.
As China seeks to draw more international commerce, more favorable policies for FTZ enterprises are expected to be molded and adopted. For CRI, I'm Tu Yun.